It was the end of April, and I was moving out of my home in Chicago all the way to Nevada. I hired a company to take all my boxes and ship them to the new house, just to make it a little bit easier on me. I wanted to take a road trip down there and stay at some hotels or Airbnbs on the way and just relax for a few days. The total drive would take around 30 hours, so I split that in thirds and decided I would drive 10 hours each day and stay somewhere overnight. After planning out the times, I figured that my first stay would have to be on the far edge of Nebraska. I scrolled through Airbnb, looking for anything cheap, as Nebraska didn't really have much to see, so I really just wanted a place to stay for 8 hours and then head back out on the road. I found a small one-story home with 2 bedrooms. Although I didn't really need the 2 bedrooms, the price was a really good deal, so I didn't mind the extra space. However, I did find it a little bit strange that they only showed pictures of 1 bedroom. Again though, it didn't make much of a difference for me, so I booked it for the next night and got ready for bed. In the morning, I finished packing up my car with the rest of what I had and started the drive. I left a little bit later than I had wanted to, but I figured it wouldn't be much of a big deal, other than having to drive in the dark for a few hours. If you've ever driven through Nebraska, you would know that it's very plain. There's long stretches hundreds of miles long of barely any light or buildings at all. A couple hours after dark, I pulled up to the Airbnb. It was off the long empty road I'd been on, and down a short gravel path. Initially, I was a little bit disappointed, as it looked a lot more worn down on the outside than they had shown in the pictures. I reminded myself that I was only staying for a few hours just to sleep, so it didn't matter too much. I grabbed a couple of my bags and headed to the front door. Usually, the owners leave the key in a key box and give you the password, but this door had no key box. In fact, it actually had no lock at all. It was one of those plain doorknobs you'd usually see on a closet door. I started to get a little uneasy, but I didn't really have any other option than to stay here. I opened the door and stepped in, and to my surprise, it was actually fairly nice on the inside. It was small, but the living room and kitchen were well furnished and seemed to be kept up with. I went to the first bedroom, but noticed that it too did not have a lock. Thankfully, the second bedroom did, so that's where I decided to unpack in. There was one thing that got me really creeped out about this bedroom, though. Right in front of the bed on the wall was this small old doorway, maybe 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide. This was the actual picture I took of this doorway in the room. The more I looked at this door, the more unsettled I got, but there was no way I was staying in a room that I couldn't lock. I tried to open it just to check what was behind it, but it was locked from the other side. I figured the owner probably just kept some cleaning supplies back there or extra towels or something, but still, this door gave me the creeps. I was getting pretty tired though, so I only unpacked what I needed for the night and started to get ready for bed. I woke sometime in the middle of the night, hearing a soft tapping noise coming from the edge of the bed. It was very subtle, but the whole house was silent aside from the tapping. I reached blindly for my phone on the nightstand and turned on the flashlight as quick as I could. As I shined the light towards the edge of the bed, the tapping stopped. I'm not one to get scared easily. Sure, I'll get creeped out or nervous, but never scared. But something about that small doorway on the edge of my bed in that moment made me truly scared. I jumped out of bed and turned on the lights, and grabbed everything and rushed out of the house as quick as I could. It was still really dark outside, and I couldn't see much, but as I was backing my car out of the gravel path, I swear I saw a man lying on the ground behind the house. I drove down the road for probably 30 minutes before pulling over and texting the owner to tell him that there might be someone in his house and to call the police. I continued down the road for a couple hours until I found a small town, and I parked in a grocery store parking lot just to get some sleep. I still don't really know what happened at that Airbnb, but the creepiest part was that when I checked my phone in the morning, I saw my message had been read just a few minutes after I sent it, but the owner never responded to it. My boyfriend and I were visiting my parents back in Michigan for a few days, and we didn't want to stay with them for, let's just say, obvious reasons. We ended up finding an Airbnb about 15 minutes away from their house. A cute little one-bedroom condo. The inside was completely redone and was very modern, so it wasn't the cheapest. The host seemed nice and had good ratings, but we did see a few comments that raised some red flags. Most of the negative comments mentioned strange experiences with the neighbor. Now, I've had some crazy neighbors, so I'm not one to judge. I simply brought it up with the host before booking, and she stated her neighbor is nosy and sometimes when people try to get into the Airbnb, she gets defensive. But she said she'll let the neighbor know we're staying and what we look like, so everything should be fine. On the day we arrived, everything went smoothly. We met the host who lived nearby, and she gave us the key to the entry door and the code to the actual apartment. We unpacked all of our stuff and then headed over to my parents for dinner. I had a few drinks throughout the night to deal with my mother, and before we knew it, it was 10 p.m. and time to head back to the Airbnb. We pulled up to our rental. Now, each complex has 4 apartments, 2 on the bottom and 2 on the top, and the one we were staying in was on the top left. However, when we pulled up, we could see a small figure standing in between some curtains in the window of the apartment on the top right. Instantly, I felt weird. Who just stares out their window like that? My boyfriend parked, and as I got out, I looked up again, and she was still there, still staring at us. As we both walked towards the entry door, I could make out her features. You know how some people just have that crazy look to them? This was her. Mangled brown hair and wide open eyes. She had to be at least 60 or 70, and this frown she had, I've never seen someone so angry. My boyfriend puts the key in the door and we enter, and not to my surprise, we see her standing at the top of the stairs. She says nothing. She just stands there, watching us. She's very small and round, but the way she was standing, you could see her arms and legs were very thin. My boyfriend and I looked at each other for a second, and then we began to make our way up. We walked up while she stared us down, but to my amazement, she didn't say anything. Rather, she just stared at us with her creepy eyes. I kept looking back as my boyfriend entered the code and we hurried into the apartment. "What the hell was that?" my boyfriend said softly, looking at me confused. I shook my head as I was just glad she didn't try to talk to us. Nothing weird happened the rest of the night, until we heard banging on the front door. I shot up from bed, just to find that my boyfriend was already awake. The banging was non-stop for maybe a minute or two, until it suddenly went silent. I looked at my phone and it was nearly 4 a.m. Who would be banging on the door at this time? My boyfriend walked towards the door, whispering to me that he was going to look out the peephole to see who was there. I trailed behind him slowly as he inspected. He looked back at me and was clearly confused. He then opened the door a little to look around and I heard him gasp. "What?" I whispered, and slowly stepped towards him. Laying on the welcome mat outside the door were 3 dead rats, and they looked completely gutted with with only one of them still having their head attached. He closed the door and we both agreed to contact the host later that day. I tried my best to sleep, but the images of those rats kept replaying in my mind. After a while, I looked at my phone and it was 6:30. Accepting the fact that I won't be able to get any sleep, I got up to make coffee, and as I did, I heard the neighbor's door slam shut. I looked out the kitchen window, which overlooks the parking lot, in hopes to get a glimpse of the crazy lady. And there she was, standing and staring at our parked car. Not even looking at what was inside, she was just staring at it. She looked so focused on our car for the longest time, and then she slowly turned her head to look directly at me. I jumped back a little bit and immediately heard her shriek, this horrible blood-curdling shriek like she was being attacked. My boyfriend ran out of the bedroom, obviously alarmed, and we both looked out the window again. The neighbor was standing there, holding her head, screaming at the driver's side window. She grabbed the top of the car and started banging her head, screaming things like, "They never leave, when will they leave, and why do they keep coming?" I started recording for insurance purposes, and my boyfriend called the police and then the host. By the time the police had shown up, she was laying on the ground next to our car, which had very little damage considering what we just witnessed. The host profusely apologized and said that this had never happened before and refunded our entire trip. We got to see the lady taken away in handcuffs, though it took her a while to comply. We never found out what was wrong with her, but my theory is something just snapped and we just happened to be the ones that were there when it happened. But I do know that you should take every review into consideration when booking an Airbnb. Every single one. This happened a few years back, when my friends and I had just finished our sophomore year of college. Finally done with school for a few months, we wanted to celebrate a little bit to start off summer break. All of us had small jobs near the campus, so we saved up some money. We decided to go big and take a trip to Las Vegas for a few days, as none of us have ever been. At first, we were looking through hotels in the city to try and find something cheap, but still big enough for the four of us. Eventually, we gave up on that and started looking at Airbnbs, as most of them were cheaper and bigger. We found a few good ones, but ended up choosing the largest one with the most rooms. Fast forward to a couple weeks later, our Uber picked us up from the airport and dropped us off at the house. It honestly looked even bigger in person, and we were all really excited to spend the next few days here. We all unpacked and relaxed for a couple of hours, as we were a little bit worn out from the flight. A few hours after the sun went down, me and my friend Alyssa were the only ones still awake. It wasn't too late, probably 8 or 8:30, but the other two had decided to go to bed early. With nothing really to do, Alyssa offered to take a walk outside and explore the neighborhood a little bit. I agreed, eager to see the unique homes. I should mention, our Airbnb was a pretty nice house, and the neighboring homes were really nice too. This definitely wasn't a sketchy street or anything, so we didn't even really think twice about going for a walk around. We headed outside and down the street. After passing 6 or 7 houses, the street took a sharp turn and connected to another crossing road with homes on the side. It was strange though, as these homes were nothing like the ones we just walked by on our street. These were basically run-down shacks. And I don't mean to be rude or anything, it was just really strange to see such a sudden change in homes after only turning the corner. We continued on a little bit, noticing the broken windows, missing mailboxes, and even worn-out vacant signs on a lot of the doors. One of the houses even had a sofa chair right in the middle of their front yard with rips and stains on it. We agreed to take the next turn towards our Airbnb and head back. but a couple minutes later, we saw a small SUV coming towards us from down the road with its headlights off. As it got closer, it began to slow down and eventually stopped right next to us. An older woman, probably 50 to 60 years old, rolled down the window and with a big smile said, "You two are such a cute couple." She was making really weird, jerky motions with her head in her arms and was just acting really strange. I replied, "Thank you," as to just end the conversation quickly and get her to leave. Luckily, it worked. She continued down the road and we did as well in the opposite direction. After a few minutes, we found the next turn and got back to the street with our Airbnb. We were both really shook and creeped out by the whole situation and just wanted to get inside and forget about it. But just as we got to the driveway, we saw the old lady's SUV turn down our road and start heading towards us again. We were halfway up the driveway when she stopped right in front of the house. But this time it was a little different. She just looked at us. She didn't say anything or have any emotion in her face. She was just staring. Alyssa hurried inside and I quickly followed. I heard the car continue back down the road as I was closing the door behind us. We stayed up for a little bit longer, locking all the doors and checking the windows to make sure she didn't come back. After an hour, we agreed that we were probably okay, so we went to our rooms and got ready for bed. The next day, we told our other friends what had happened, and they were pretty creeped out too. We ended up telling the owner of the Airbnb about the whole situation, and we even asked if we could cancel our third day so we could leave early, and thankfully he agreed. For the rest of that day, we decided to get away from the house and hang out in the city to try and enjoy at least one of our days in Vegas. We actually ended up having a lot of fun, but as the night came closing in, we were ready to call an Uber and head back to the house. During the ride back, I received a text from the owner that said, "Is this the lady from last night?" with a picture attached. I opened it and saw a screenshot from the Ring doorbell footage of the lady standing outside of the house. I replied to the owner and immediately showed all of my friends. We didn't know what to do, so we asked the driver to drop us off at a hotel parking lot just a couple blocks from our house while the owner called the police. After about 45 minutes, the owner called me and said the house was clear and we could go back. But he mentioned the police never found the lady. This obviously made none of us feel any better. We got to the house and pretty much immediately started packing all of our stuff so we could leave right away in the morning. Nothing happened overnight or the next morning, but I can say for sure that none of us got good sleep. We got out of there as soon as we could and headed for the airport. This was definitely one of the strangest things to ever happen to me, and I still think about it a lot. The only advice I can give is to always check the area around your Airbnb before you book it. I have no idea what she wanted or why she was stalking us, but it really freaks me out to think about what would have happened if the owner didn't have a doorbell camera, or if we had stayed that third day.